All right, we'll reconvene. The next item is video gaming and proposed rulemaking. Mr. Brickler?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month we have provided you with a new proposed rule, Video Gaming Rule 1800-340, addressing change in ownership of terminal operators and assets held by terminal operators. Assistant General Counsel Dan Gerber will address the board.
Thank you, Mr. Frucker. Chairman Schmedeke, members of the board, staff has presented this new rule for you. This proposed new emergency rule brings added transparency, disclosure, oversight, and accountability to the regulation of video gaming in the state. The rule generally provides that an ownership interest in a terminal operator may only be transferred with leave of the board, the same requirement that currently exists under our rules for casinos and riverboats. Currently, there's no requirement that the board approve the transfer of ownership interest in a terminal operator. Instead, a licensed terminal operator merely has an obligation to report that change in ownership within 21 days after it occurs. Thus, for a three-week period, the board, the state regulator tasked with protecting the integrity and the safety of gaming in Illinois, is not entitled to any information whatsoever about this sale and has no ability to evaluate or intervene in a sale involving its licensees. Such after-the-fact disclosures creates an emergency under Section 545B of the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act by impairing public confidence and trust in the credibility and integrity of video gaming operations. Immediately closing this loophole protects the safety and integrity of gaming by preventing a situation whereby terminal operator owners that may have violated the board's rules or other ethical requirements can sell businesses at a great profit without notice to the board or board approval to escape disciplinary action or liability for their misconduct. The urgency of the situation is magnified by recent news reports of alleged past questionable practices and potential illegal activity. Additionally, if the board lacks advanced knowledge of terminal operator ownership and asset transfers, it cannot effectively monitor or limit these transfers so as to prevent undue economic concentration, protect the financial stability of the video gaming in Illinois, and promote economic development within the state. This emergency rule will provide needed transparency and consistency with respect to terminal operator transactions and ensure that ethical standards are maintained. The very foundation of gaming regulation is knowledge of who holds ownership of gaming interests. The present emergency rule will provide both the board and the general public with this knowledge and the accountability and confidence that flow from it. Staff recommends the board approve this emergency rule and a proposed permanent rule for filing with the Secretary of State.
Mr. Gerber, I think you answered at least my question partially. There's actually some incidents where this rule has been needed.
Oh, yeah, I can think of several transactions over the last several months where the board has not had an opportunity to review such transactions for the issues that we've laid out until after the fact, putting us at a sort of a catch-up period to evaluate to what effect this has on the integrity of gaming within the state.
And you mentioned a recent news story in support of your request here, and what news story is that particularly?
I think there are several instances in the news that we can look at, but obviously there's an incident with one of our terminal operator owners right now seeking to get additionally into gaming that which the board might have looked at differently.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thank you for doing this rule. I think it's important to implement, and it'll help maintain the integrity that we're looking for.
Thank you, Member Dolans.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on the staff's recommendation, I move that the board find that not approving transfers of ownership in a terminal operator constitutes an immediate threat to the public interest, safety, or welfare of the people of the state of Illinois, as required by Section 5-45 of the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act, and approve the proposed Rule 340 as an emergency rule effective upon filing and for submission to the Index Department of the Secretary of State on first notice.
Is there a second?
I'm a second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
Next, staff is asking the board to consider a new subpart to the board's rule, which establishes procedures for underage compliance checks at video gaming establishments. Assistant General Counsel Dan Gerber will also provide an overview of these rules.
Thank you, Administrator. If in August, the Video Gaming Act was amended and added a section 79.5 requiring the board to promulgate a rule to establish procedures for its underage compliance checks. That rule was required to be based on a model policy for alcohol and tobacco compliance checks. Legal staff has cooperated with our enforcement and our investigations to develop this policy, or these rules, which are closely developed off of the model policy referenced. We have section 2120, which establishes considerations that board agents will comply with in conducting these compliance checks. We have rule 2130, which discusses the obtaining and use of confidential sources to conduct these compliance checks that to ensure that no underage gaming occurs in our licensed establishments. And 2150 establishes a set of operational procedures by which the board will conduct, or the board's agents will conduct these compliance checks. And this was done in response to that amendment to the Video Gaming Act, and we asked that this will be submitted as both an emergency rule as we obligated under that amendment under section 79.5, and we ask that you consider this as a proposed permanent rule to provide greater transparency in this area of our regulation as well.
Thank you. Any questions?
As we've shown in the past, this board takes underage gambling very seriously, and with the growth of all the locations, we appreciate the industry's cooperation to make sure that stands by.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on the staff's recommendation, I move the board approve for submission to the Index Department of the Secretary of State on first notice proposed new Video Gaming Act subpart U.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Gerber.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Frechter, standard form use agreement.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as you know, Rule 1800-320 details minimum standards for use agreements. Rule 320C states that the board shall promulgate a standard form for use agreements and establish an effective date for its implementation. Earlier this year, staff created a draft agreement which was released for public comment at the June 2019 board meeting and on which the industry was invited to comment and share their thoughts. Some industry took advantage of that, and staff has since reviewed these comments and incorporated those that are in the best interest of video gaming into a proposed standard form use agreement that we present to you today. Staff recommends that the board adopt this agreement as the standard form use agreement and establish an effective date for its use, which we recommend as December 1st, 2019, to give the industry sufficient time to start using it, and so as not to interfere with any establishments that may have been licensed at today's meeting.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the agreement that staff has presented as the standard form use agreement effective December 1st, 2019.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
We have, there is no manufacturer, distributor, or supplier license actions. There are no initial licensees or license renewals. So we'll now move to terminal operator initial licenses.
And the first one is CCFVG Inc. Is there anybody here?
Sorry, I was in the back.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Fuchter, Mr. Lorenzini, Ms. Passfield. Donna Moore on behalf of CCFVG, seeking approval of its initial terminal operator license.
Any question for Ms. Moore? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to CCFVG Inc. for a term of 1 year, expiring in November 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Elite Gaming LLC.
I'll stay up for this one as well, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Donna Moore on behalf of Elite Gaming, also seeking its initial terminal operator license.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Elite Gaming LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in November 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Illinois Gaming Entertainment LLC, is there a representative? Anybody want to discuss this? Any motions regarding this?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Illinois Gaming Entertainment LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in November 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualification suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. United Gaming Operator LLC, is there a representative?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Paul Jensen of Taft on behalf of United Gaming Operator. I'm here to respectfully request the grant of an initial terminal operator license today.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator's license to United Gaming Operator LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in November 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
License renewals. The first item is RCW Gaming LLC. Is there a representative? Seeing none, anybody care to discuss this or have a motion regarding it?
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew RCW Gaming LLC's terminal operator license for a period of 1 year, retroactive to October 2019 and expiring in October 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Is there a group motion regarding further renewals?
Yes.
November renewals, excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in November 2020. Barcade Gaming LLC, doing business as Capital Gaming, Dearborn Gaming LLC, Empire Gaming LLC, and National Gaming Operators LLC.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item, technicians and terminal handlers. Mr. Richter.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month we have a list of 81 applications for technician and/or terminal handler licenses. Based on staff's review, we recommend the board approve the applicants appearing on that list. We also recommend that the board authorize the administrator to issue two notices of denial.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve two technician and 79 terminal handler licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following individuals: Laura Ann McCormick and Michael Christopher Morris.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. License renewals and non-renewals, Mr. Frechter?
Additionally, staff requests that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in October and November of 2018, are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and have properly updated their applications and paid their annual fees on time.
Thank you. Any questions? We'll entertain a motion.
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the technician and terminal handler licenses that were licensed or renewed in October and November 2018 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, video gaming establishment applicant items. The chair recognizes Mr. Frechter.
First, we have an issue of cleanup from the last meeting in September. So we ask that you amend your motion from the September 2019 board meeting regarding the location establishment applications that you reviewed.
Any questions? Any motion on the basis of what Mr. Frechter has advised?
I move that the board amend the motion made on September 16, 2019 to the following. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 115 video gaming license applications for a period of 1 year, expiring in September 2020, subject to the licensee's payment of the applicable fee on or before October 31st, 2019. I further move that the minutes of the September 2019 open session meeting be amended accordingly.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor indicate so by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Preston?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff provided you this month with a list of a number of establishment applications for your consideration. We recommend that the board approve 162 applications and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 16 applicants.
Any questions or discussion?
It's a big increase for the month.
Yes. We'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 162 video gaming establishment license applications for a period of 1 year expiring in November 2020. Subject to licensee's payment of the applicable licensing fee on or before December 31st, 2019, and further authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following 16 applications: Circuit Corp, DBA, Angel's Palace; El Jefe Azteca, Inc., DBA, El Jefe Azteca; Greenbrier Restaurant, Inc., DBA, Brickstone Restaurant and Brewery; Grinner's Place, LLC, DBA, Grinner's Place; Heart One, DBA, El Mariachi; Jalisco Marora, Inc., DBA, Jalisco; Juanita's Restaurant, Inc., DBA, Juanita's Restaurant; La Hacienda del Agave Corp., DBA, Rito's Mexican Restaurant; Lady Luck Slots, LLC, DBA, Lady Luck Slots, Slots; Nicholas Rose Holdings Corporation, DBA, Taylor Street Deli; Not Too Far Bar and Grill, LLC, DBA, Not Too Far Bar and Grill; Rickard Inc., DBA, Port Noir; Romano Mercato Italiano, Inc., DBA, Romano's; Angie's Gaming, Inc., DBA, Angie's; Deborah Wells, DBA, Deb's Red Rose; and Village Pub of Crest Hill, Inc., DBA Village Pub of Crest Hill.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. The next applications were tabled from our September meeting to afford the applicants time to respond after the administrator objected to their withdrawal. We have received and reviewed a submission from the applicant, and I believe we are prepared to act. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny leave to withdraw the video gaming establishment license applications of Trudy's Cafe, LLC, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Trudy's Cafe, LLC, doing business as Trudy's Cafe, Salt Village, and Trudy's Cafe, LLC, doing business as Trudy's Cafe, Midlothian.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter?
Now we move to license renewals and non-renewals. Staff also recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail truck stop, veterans, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in October or November of 2018 and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of non-renewal to three licensees.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veterans establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in October and November 2018, and it have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and the board authorized the administrator to issue notices of non-renewal to the following: Corey Gilliam, doing business as George's Pub, Blue Tin Martini Lounge, LLC, doing business as Blue Tin Martini Lounge, and Room 183, Inc., doing business as Room 183.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, request for a hearing reapply. Mr. Fractor.
This month, staff reviewed two requests for hearing. The first hearing comes from Charles H. and Sandra N. Sine, DBA, The Pub Club, Broadway. In the request for hearing, the licensee does not refute any of the facts stated in the notice of non-renewal, nor provide new facts that would support licensure. The request also fails to meet numerous technical requirements of Rule 615, including not being timely. Staff recommends denying the request for a hearing.
Any questions of the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board deny the hearing request submitted by Charles H. and Sandra N. Sine, doing business as The Pub Club Broadway.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Second, we have Giovanni's Catering, Inc., doing business as Giovanni's Catering, Inc. The board denied licensure to this location at the September 2019 board meeting for holding a liquor license with such restrictions that would enhance the dangers of unsuitable, unfair, or illegal practices. In the request for hearing, applicant states that the cited section of the Illinois Liquor Control Act, upon which the board relies, does not apply because the act only applies to property owned by the Village of Dalton. Applicant alleges that the Village of Dalton sold the property in question in December 2018. Applicant requests either rescinding the denial or granting a hearing. Because applicant states a prima facie case, staff recommends granting the request for a hearing.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Giovanni's Catering, Inc., doing business as Giovanni's Catering, Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. No requests to apply this month, so we'll move to litigation settlements. Mr. Fruchter.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff provided you this month with a number of settlements for your consideration. First, we have Priya Tobacco Inc. doing business as the Tobacco Shop. In August 2019, the board denied the applicant a video gaming location establishment license. Applicant is a liquor store, which at the time had no seating apart from the proposed seating at the video gaming terminals. Since the denial, the location has installed additional bar-style seating and is requesting the denial be rescinded and license granted. Staff recommends accepting the settlement offer, rescinding the denial, and granting licensure based on these seating changes.
Any questions for the administrator?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fruchter, the staff has verified that the Priya Tobacco Inc. has corrected the action or the violation, right?
That's correct.
No other questions.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board rescind the denial and grant Priya Tobacco Inc. doing business as the Tobacco Shop and established license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Next we have Napoli Cucina LLC doing business as Canta Napoli. In August 2019, the board denied this application. On or around that time, the location had been in active tax liability status with the Illinois Department of Revenue since approximately December 18, 2018. Applicant admits it failed to monitor its tax issues during the pendency of the application, but has taken corrective measures, including retaining regulatory counsel and an accounting firm to assist in monitoring tax obligations and remaining current. In light of the corrective action, applicant is requesting the board rescind its prior denial. Staff recommends accepting this settlement offer based on the applicant's retention of counsel and an accountant.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into settlement agreement pending the verification of that the applicant has hired an accounting firm to correct the violation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Next up is CH House Corp doing business as the Coach House Bar and Grill.
At the April 2019 board meeting, this location failed to receive its license after only receiving two board votes for licensure. One board member cited safety concerns about police activity at the location, and one board member abstained. The applicant has submitted a settlement request asking the board to rescind the prior denial. Applicant notes that there have been no service calls since August 2018. Staff recommends rescinding the denial and granting the license.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator?
Consistent with the April meeting, I'll recuse myself just based on already having an existing business relationship.
Thank you. Let the record reflect that Member Dolans has recused himself. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the board rescind its previous denial and grant CH House Corporation Corp. doing business as the Coach House Bar and Grill an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Next we have WML Enterprises LLC doing business as Gen G's Pizza and Pub. In December 2018, the board fined this location $30,000 for operating VGTs without a license. WML had purchased the assets of an existing licensee, and the VGTs continued to operate under that prior license, despite that corporate entity not owning the premises or having any control. Staff recommends delegating authority to the administrator to settle this matter.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into settlement negotiations with WML Enterprises LLC, DBA Gen G's Pizza and Pub, and to settle the matter and, if appropriate, resolve the disciplinary complaint.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Next, we have a settlement offer from Stanislas Perseca. The board denied this applicant a level 2 occupational license in August 2018 because the applicant owes federal income taxes. The applicant submitted a settlement offer stating he has since entered a payment plan with the IRS and wishes to end the current hearing process and reapply. Staff recommends accepting the offer, allowing applicant to reapply.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board accept the settlement offer from Stanislas Pasica, allow applicant to reapply for licensure and to terminate the administrative hearing process.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have one question. So we're allowing him to reapply. That doesn't necessarily mean he is guaranteed approval, correct?
That's correct.
Any other questions? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Next we have Deontay Young. In January 2019, the board issued a disciplinary complaint finding the licensee for failure to disclose an arrest. Licensee never responded, and in April 2019, the board issued a second disciplinary complaint to revoke his license for failure to respond or pay the fine. Licensee paid the initial fine, and the licensee submitted a settlement offer wherein he offers an additional $250 fine payment to resolve this matter. Staff recommends accepting the offer.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Deontay Young and to settle the matter for a fine amount of $250 and, if appropriate, resolve the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Fine.
All right, I believe that ends the agenda as published. Is there any other business to come before this body? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to adjourn say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, we stand adjourned.